Let's turn in our Bibles to Mark 7:37, and we're going to read it out of our Bibles this morning instead of from a transparency. This is the memory verse that we have for this week, and we'll read it. How many of you have King James Bibles? Okay, we'll read it out of the King James together first. And we're beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Amen. Everything he does well. He does beyond. And the Greek isn't just our well. Today, well is kind of a, you know, a well, kind of a word, isn't it? But the Greek carries much more power. And it says super abundantly, right? He does all things super abundantly, exceedingly beyond measure. And well, it means also beautiful or valuable or virtuous. And that's the kind of things he does. Bible Knowledge Commentary spoke of the verse and said, Jesus' miracle left the people overwhelmed with amazement, struck out, overwhelmed, beyond all measure. And Matthew 15:31 is talking about the same incident. And it says, insomuch that the multitude wondered, when they saw the dumb to speak, they maimed the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see. They glorified the God of Israel. And Wilmington's Bible Handbook says, coming to the region of Tyre and Sidon, north of Israel, in present-day Lebanon, Jesus healed the daughter of a persistent Gentile woman. Even through his ministry, his ministry at this time was primarily to Israel. He then returned to Galilee, where his healing of a deaf mute caused onlookers to exclaim, everything he does is wonderful. Amen. Is everything he does wonderful?
Yes.
He's powerful. He is full of power. And guess what? It didn't stop then. It goes on today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and let's worship this super powerful God that did it then and still does it today. Amen. Amen.